Hi, Chris. Today I would love to talk about the lowest level of your thinking is your physical thinking. So we go from physical, which has got to emotional, which is need to. We go from need to want to, which is mental, and then we go above want to into inspirational. So the question we have is, how do we operate in the higher levels? Well, the physical body can be instinctive. So let's say you are driving a car like I am now, and you start to feel tired. Instinctively, you'll reach for sugar or a stimulant that you've been used to, like coffee, to give you a little bit of a pep. You don't need to think about that topic. It's just instinctive. If there's danger, you might even have the instinct to protect yourself from that situation. So instinct is basically spontaneous reaction, and it's fight flight. So instinct, that's the first, that's the physical. Then the emotional, which I call intuitive. So your intuition is your emotion. It's not very sophisticated, it's not very advanced. In fact, it's most often wrong. But intuition is better than no intuition. The mind, it has no intuition, no instinct, it has none of the above. It thinks. And above the mind, there is the next area, which is inspiration. So inspiration is just a higher form of intuition. That's all it is. But when you gain a connection to your inspiration, your ability to listen and read and feel the environment around you becomes profound. Now, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. In order for your inspiration to exist, your intuition must be in tune and your instinct must be in tune. So what we need to do is create, number one, a physical daily routine that gives you a constant in the physical form. So, for example, I typically get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, make a cup of tea, I have a poo, I read. I then, about 5 a.m., go outside, go for a walk, go for a swim, come back by 6, typically 6 o'clock, I get ready, I have a client, and the day begins. Sometimes it's hard to do that because the night got late or there were people out in the street. And so I give myself a little bit of leeway sometimes to have a sleep in till 4:30. Which is neither here nor there in a sense, but never past that. Of an evening, it's harder because you've got kids and you've got partner and you've got unfinished business. But at some point in the evening, I begin a ritual, which is my go to bed ritual. And I start slowing down, turning the TV off, making sure I don't take any stimulants, making sure I don't drink any alcohol or too much water before I go to bed, so I need to pee all night. So I start a ritual of slowing down, picking up a book, and I start getting ready for bed. I start slowing. I turn off the phone, turn off the computer, I start folding myself down. And by 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, I'm totally ready to lay in bed and fall sound asleep almost instantaneously. So that's my physical rituals to enable my instinct to relax. Otherwise, it couldn't be on flight. And if I'm flight, firstly, I'm going to be emotional all day and burn far too much energy. And secondly, I'm going to not be able to sleep at night. So I need a physical daily rituals. I need rituals every day to enable me to tap into my intuitions, which is my emotional awareness. But I'm not satisfied with intuition. because I still think it's a quite low level of consciousness, especially in business and relationships. So I want to be inspired. So the thing is, how do I work my way through the emotional? Now I've worked my way through the physical. I want to work my way through the emotional so I can leave emotion behind. And the way I work my way through emotion is to say, gratitude builds things. Gratitude is the highest emotion you can have. And if you have gratitude, typically you're about to intuitions will be honed to perfection, as high as an intuition can be. Now, intuition is still vague. It's still a very loose, doubtful possibility, but at least it's there. Skip over the mind for the time being. It's a complicated animal, but it can't be intuitive, and it can't be instinctive, and it can't be inspired. So what we're going to do is work out how to get to the top level of the mind, which is inspiration, and make sure we don't get stuck in the lower levels, which is righteousness, polarity, and indignation, which is, you know, complete disbelief that the world is the way it is. And the way we reach the highest level of the mind is to give it a vision of the future. With a vision of the future, the mind relaxes because it feels safe. Its ego is nourished. It's heading in the right direction, and it's time to go. And once we've got a clear vision of the future, all we need to do is just centralize those seven visions for seven areas of life, centralize them, and we start to get the sense of a unification of those seven into one common theme, which is our purpose. Once we move into the vision area and purpose area, we awaken inspiration. Now, inspiration is when you know that you know that you know that you know that you know what's going to happen. So this morning I woke up, I was leaving my hotel room at 5 a.m. I got up at 4, made myself a cup of tea, did a poo, got ready, took a shower, etc., etc., etc. I got everything ready, packed up my bag, I wanted to be out the door by 4:30, down the car, ready to go before 5. So it was all good, I was in a hotel, the car was in the car park at the basement, I had a key to the apartment, and the car would release itself, open the garage door just by driving up to the back of the door. So what the particular hotel that I was staying at wanted was for me to leave my room key inside the door in an envelope, and that would guarantee that I didn't have to spend $20 to replace the room key. So the logical thing to do would be to pack your bag, put the room key in the envelope, take your bag, walk out the door, go down and get the car, and off we go. But as I was packing and about to put the key in the envelope, I thought to myself, but what if something's wrong? What if I get in the car park and something's wrong? The car's been stolen, or the garage door won't open, or car won't start, or whatever it is. What do I do then? My phone battery was flat because my phone's broken. What would I do then? So I stood there and argued with myself for a minute about the illogical logistic of going down with my room key, checking that the car's ready to go, driving it to the garage door, opening the garage door, leaving the car there, going back to the lift, going back all the way up into my room, putting the key in an envelope, walking back down, going to the car and leaving. And I argued with myself, that's not logical, that's not rational behavior. But I couldn't let go of this inspiration, this sort of knowing that something wasn't quite right. So I put the key in my pocket. I went down to the car and put the key in, I wouldn't start. And so it turns out, through a whole series of circumstances, that I had a very, very dead flat battery from leaving a window of the car open, and a sensor was working all night long and it just flat the battery, which is pretty astonishing, to be honest with you. So the fact of the matter is, if I had have left the key in the room and gone down and found my car in this state, my phone battery was broken, So the only way my phone will currently work is plugged into the cigarette lighter of the car. With a flat battery, the cigarette lighter wouldn't have worked. So with all this, I finally got the NRMA, and they got the RACV, and I finally got the car fixed, and off here I am. But the bottom line is, and I think it's quite beautiful, is that it was because I have a morning routine. Because I have a constancy early morning of the physical and a spiritual constancy, which is to give a few minutes of helicopter flying around the world and just feel grateful for what I've got. I tapped into an awareness that something wasn't quite right. Now, sure, if you had said to me, what's wrong with the car? I would have said, I don't know, but I'm suspicious. I have a feeling I need to keep this key in my pocket. Now, it might have been a burglar in the car, in the garage for all I know. But it as it turned out, the car wouldn't start. That was all it was. But the fact is, if I didn't have the room key, that small drama in the garage would have turned into a complete nightmare. Unable to open doors, unable to get back in the building, unable to go to my room and use the room phone, unable to do everything. So I think it's a good story because it's not about how clever I am to have trusted my inspiration. It's how important it is to have a morning ritual that doesn't change. Even when you're on the road in a hotel room, tempted to stay up late and get up late and not exercise and not do your thing. How important is it to stick to your ritual? Because those inspirations can save your life. Those inspirations can make you millions of dollars. Those inspirations can save you so much trouble. But what it requires is not letting the physical become the dominant species in the body and not letting the emotional become the basis for decision making. Okay, this is Chris. I'll have a break now. Bye for now.